So just as we predicted, it happened. A federal judge in Florida denied a Justice Department request to unseal grand jury records tied to federal investigations into Jeffrey Epstein, according to a public order released Wednesday. Trump knew this was going to happen. This was the plan all along. Now he can say, and he is saying, well, I tried, ladies and gentlemen. I done it. I wanted to get to the bottom of this, and it just didn't happen. Sorry about that. But you know what? As every legal expert has said, there's nothing in those grand jury records. There's so many records out there, thousands of them, and the documents that the Trump administration has, his Justice Department has, they can release. And that's what the Democrats and other Republicans are asking for. Even a handful of MAGA people are asking for it. So this, well, I tried, let's move on thing isn't going to work. But you know what? Look at this. The New York Times just released a story. Trump administration live updates. The attorney general alerted Trump. His name appeared in the Epstein files. Yes! Attorney General Bondi informed President Trump in the spring of all things, that his name appeared in the Jeffrey Epstein files, according to three people with knowledge of the exchange. This disclosure came as a part of a broader briefing on the reexamination of the case by FBI agents and prosecutors. It was made by Ms. Bondi during a meeting that also included the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. And it covered a variety of topics. Ms. Bondi frequently meets with Trump to brief him on various matters, officials said. Ms. Bondi informed the president that his name, as well as those of other high-profile figures, came up in their reexamination of the documents connected to the case that has not previously been made to the public. And let me make sure that I repeat that. That has not previously been made to the public. In other words, there's a lot of documents that they have. Lots of documents that they have that has Donald Trump's name in them. So this is a pretty much of a bombshell that New York Times has, and they have three witnesses that have informed them of this. So what does this say? This basically says that they do have documents and they're not releasing them. And this is not the grand jury bullcrap that they're trying to push, saying, well, you know what, we don't have the documents, so move on, nothing to see here. So this is the point. Democrats, during their much not earned summer break, need to keep this narrative going. Because what Mike Johnson and the Trump administration is trying to do is they're trying to make this go away. So they're hoping that the news narrative will go away during the summer and other things will happen in that time. So this news has got to continue. So this New York Times report basically states that they have these documents. They know Donald Trump's name is in them and they need to be released. So that's what it's all about. It's just absolutely disgusting. Let's go to a call.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe I got through. I thought you only took calls from libtards. Let me tell you something about the great Donald Trump. That man is a national treasure. He doesn't just speak for Americans. He practically is America. If you cut him, he'll bleed red, white, and blue. I'm convinced of it. I started the Donald Trump fan club in my neighborhood. We meet every Tuesday in my garage. Last week I made Trump-shaped cookies with orange frosting for the hair.
Yes, they are.
The hair kept melting off in this heat, but that's just real life. His hair defies the laws of physics. It's remarkable. Oh, honey, who else understands that common folk life? The man puts a gold toilet in his airplane. That's the American dream right there. And you know what? He talks just like my Uncle Murrow after Thanksgiving dinner. Whatever pops in his head, no filter, that's exactly how most of us would be if we were billionaires. Well, I don't know if you can hear that. My pups are barking in the background. I named them all after cabinet positions. They're patriots. They're Donald Trump patriots. That's why they're noisy. You know what else? I started styling my hair like Donald Trump's, too. It takes 4 cans of hairspray and a box fan, but when I'm done, not even a Category 5 hurricane could move it. My husband just says I look more like a cockatoo, but I love it no matter what. Anyways, I gotta go. I'm making a casserole. You know, I'm making America great again with my casserole, and I gotta go to cooking class.
Exactly.
Because we're making taco bowls tonight. God bless America. Love, Trump. Go for it.
Yeah, hi. I just had to call in after hearing that last caller. Seriously, are we living on Mars right now? Did I miss some giant spaceship that just took us to another planet? I mean, Trump-shaped cookies with orange frosting.
Oh, my God.
Dogs named after cabinet positions. Am I the only one that thinks this is absolutely bonkers? These MAGA folk are living in some alternate reality. You know, my brother-in-law is one of those people. Christmas dinner is like visiting a cult meeting. He gets the hats, the flags, the whole nine yards. I ask him basic questions about policy, and he just starts talking about how Trump could beat any president in a fist fight. What does that even mean? I honestly don't get how people can be so gullible. They believe everything that comes out of his mouth. He could tell them the sky is green and they'll start seeing emeralds up there. And then they'd buy the sky green merchandise from his website for $49.99. The hair thing really got me. 4 cans of hairspray and a box fan. That's not patriotism. That's a fire hazard. And she thinks that she's admirable. My neighbor nearly burnt down his garage trying gold-plated.
Oh, my God.
He tried to gold-plate his toilet.
Somebody help me.
True story. Look, I'm just a regular guy trying to make some sense of all this, but when I hear people like this last caller and my neighbor and my brother-in-law, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I mean, are we really supposed to believe a billionaire who's never waited in line at the DMV or worried about medical bills understands the common folk? Sure, and I'm the king of Norway. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I just had to call in before my head exploded.
I gotta say, I heard that last caller praising that bloated, swollen piece of garbage, and it made me sick to my stomach. I can't believe how these people have been conned in believing that this man is a great leader. These people are in their own universe, their own bubble. They are in this radical cult, and they spew word for word what they hear on Fox News. It's not only sad, it's scary. That a poorly educated moron doesn't realize the damage that Trump has done to this country in the short time he moved his orange Big Mac-filled ass into the Whiteside House. We are now the laughingstock of the world. We are supposed to be the leader, the guiding light of this planet. We are now the sewage, the swamp, the toilet of Earth. I'm so embarrassed at what's happening. I used to be so proud to say that I'm an American. Trump has made so most Americans cringe when they admit they are from this country. MAGA needs to wisen up and realize what the hell is going on. They have to stop rage watching Fox News and those other wannabe state TV networks. The propaganda that is filling their heads should be considered something like war crimes. It's horrible what these cable networks are doing to these people just for advertising dollars. I remember the saying, it's a sad day in America. Well, now every morning I wake up, I think it's a sad day in America.
Absolutely. Onward and upward. Don't forget to like this video and follow us, and you can get more information and keep up to date with us at dailycast.news, and be sure to tune into our 24-hour radio station. It's at that website too.
I'm living the bank of cult, dumb as a rock, and I know it.